sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Being pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Dale. Dale gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half quarter. It's on its way. It is short. And a come from behind win by Elm Creek. Banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Today, it's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament in Kearney. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
They're down two with one timeout. They get it into the hands of Brendan Axman. He's double-teamed to the right side, stops, gets it into Eckhout. Eckhout's in the paint, back out to Axman. A three-pointer by Miller for the win! Got it! And Pleasanton has upset Axtell!
Once again, the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament features a strong and balanced field, all leading to a pair of conference champions to be crowned tonight. It's the finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Basketball Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Vieira Event Center in Kearney with ESPN Sports' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to the Vieira Event Center, our third game of the day, first championship game of the evening. We'll have the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes taking on the Axtell Lady Wildcats in a traditional rivalry. These are two of probably the most storied programs in the Fort Kearney Conference on the girls' side. Our 41st annual tournament comes down to the Wildcats, who have not won a championship in quite some time, taking on Elm Creek. But these two teams are really the ones expected to be here. Axtell is the number one overall seed. Elm Creek is the number two seed. So the top two seeds hooking up here to decide the conference championship. And I guess that's the way it's supposed to be. Dramatic win for Elm Creek in the semifinals, where they got a shot at the buzzer by Claire Cornell. Well, essentially at the buzzer. That was about 3 seconds left. But she was able to bank it in on the right side to make it here as they won their semifinal game in dramatic fashion over Pleasanton, 37-35. Axtell really cruised in their semifinal over Amherst, 62-40. So that's how both these two teams got here and to the championship game at the Vieira Event Center. And again, we anticipate what should be a great ball game. Both teams really pressuring each other, and whoever takes better care of the ball, according to all the coaches we spoke to, they kind of feel that that's going to be the team that comes away with the win here. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
High Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to the VO Event Center. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The visiting team on the scoreboard will be the second seed, the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. They come in with a record of 12-6 on the year. Their starters are Hannah Robbins, a 5'3 junior, who's averaging right at 8 points and 2.5 rebounds a game. Claire Cornell, only a freshman, but she's 5'9". She's averaging 13.5 points a ball game and 12 rebounds a contest. Got the game-winning bucket in the semifinal game on Thursday night. And she's one of the better players in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament, even though she's only a freshman. Shelby Ferguson, 5'3", and a senior, is averaging 4 points, 4.6 rebounds a game. Mackenzie Dale, 5'5", and a sophomore, averages 8.8 points and 5.8 rebounds a game. Asia Areta, 5'4", freshman, and she's averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds a game for head coach Mike Ford. So, again, a pretty young lineup here for Elm Creek, with the exception of Shelby Ferguson. Everybody will be back, including starting a couple of freshmen and a sophomore here for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. For Axtell, they are the number one overall seed. Their starters are Kit Wells, a 5'5 senior. She's averages 3.6 points and 2.3 rebounds a game. Reagan Miller is a 5'5 sophomore. She averages 7 points, 2.5 rebounds a game. Hannah Kring will play volleyball next year at UNK. This year, she's a 5'10 senior on the Axtell basketball team, and she's averaging 14.3 points and 8 rebounds a contest. And then the Melamas. Season Melama, a 5'9 sophomore, is averaging 8.1 points and 5.4 rebounds. And Sister Sophia is also a sophomore, 5'10", averaging 5.5 points and 5.6 rebounds a contest. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show here from the Viero Event Center when we come back right after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481.
And welcome back today. Here to the Viero Event Center, as We'll be wrapping up the New Tech Seed pregame show here as we're getting set to have our first championship game. It'll take on Axtell, the top seed on the girls' side, Elm Creek, the number two seed, and they'll decide the 41st annual Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Champions. And earlier today, it was Amherst over Pleasanton for the consolation game, 37-29. The consolation game just a little bit ago on the boys' side, won by Elm Creek, 62-50 over Pleasanton. And don't forget our championship game on the boys' side coming up after this one. Wilcox-Hildreth, they're the one seed. They'll be taking on second seed at Amherst at 8 o'clock. So both boys' and girls' side, the pairings did hold up here at the Viero Event Center over the weekend. It is a final. The boys' games are all wrapped up over in the Luplac Conference Tournament as Adams Central rolled Ord, winning it fairly comfortably 50-33. So congratulations to the Patriots picking up the conference championship over Ord. The boys' consolation game won by Wood River 75-65. And again, that game was on our sister, the championship game was on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, and that's where you'll find the girls' championship game as well, as Kearney Catholic will be taking on Centura. They're also scheduled for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The consolation games will also be taking place at the same time, not on the air, and in a different gym over at Adams Central, but Ord will be taking on St. Paul in that game, and we'll try to follow that for you as well right here on ESPN Radio. And so, busy day of basketball around the area, and we'll keep you updated with what's going on with the Luplac Conference games, as well as follow the action here in the Fort Kearney Conference as our two championship games getting set, ready to go here on Championship Saturday at the Viero Event Center. Elm Creek being announced right at now. They are the visiting team. Axtell will be in their home white uniforms. They are the home team, and we'll be all set and ready for the tip when we continue with more of the New Tech Seed pregame show. Actually, we'll wrap up the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take one last break. We'll have the tip between the Wildcats and the Buffaloes right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to the Viero Event Center as the starters have been announced for both teams. And in fact, they announce everybody, which is kind of a nice thing. Kind of gives you that state tournament feel here. And so the handshakes are taking place at center court. And they kind of let the cat out of the bag that Coach Cooksley, this is his 30th birthday. And I talked to him before the game and I said, well, are you having a happy birthday? He said, not yet. Not yet. It's got everything to do with this basketball game that we're just about ready to tip off and get underway. For Axtell, it'll be Wells, Miller, Kring, Melima, and Melima. And for Elm Creek, their starters are Robbins, Cornell, Ferguson, Deo, and Areta. Mike Ford, well, he's hoping to have a happy Saturday as well, as we're just about ready to get things underway. Jumping will be Cornell for Elm Creek, and it'll be Hannah Kring here for Axtell. All set and ready to go. Ball's in the air, and we have championship games on tap here. Is getting the tip, actually, is Cornell. Elm Creek gets it in the offensive end, and it'll be Robbins. Robbins works it around the perimeter, gives it to Cornell. It goes off of her foot. It's going to go in the backcourt. That'll be over and back. And so Elm Creek, just an unfortunate circumstance there, is Cornell looking to see what she could do with the ball. Had it go off of her foot and roll into the backcourt. So the Cats inbound. Wells will throw it into the corner. It's caught over there by Miller. Miller will give it top of the circle here for Season Melima. Season's pass rolls around, and that'll be a turnover on Axtell. But then Elm Creek doesn't handle it. They turn the ball over, and now resetting the offense here is going to be Kit Wells. Wells will slow it down as Robbins will pressure her a little bit. They'll throw it in the corner, a three-pointer for Season Melima, and Season will drain the three. So after getting the ball back, Melima will give Axtell their first lead of the ball game, and it allows the Wildcats to set up their press. Robbins, long pass up ahead across the timeline, gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson going to drive a little bit, stops at the elbow, will kick into the corner on that right wing here for Deo. Deo will throw it on the baseline, and Elm Creek misses the target, and that'll be a turnover.